This is Turn It Up a Notch with best-selling author, trainer, and coach, Gary Michaels. Gary is the co-founder of the fastest-growing sales training company, Southwestern Consulting. Supercharge your sales team. Go to turnitupanotch.com to learn more about what Gary Michaels training can do for your organization. And now, here's your host, Gary Michaels.
Deborah DaCosta founded Direct Marketing Partners in 1991 with the goal of creating a company truly responsive to the individual needs of clients. In her career, Deborah has held several design and technical positions with public agencies in both Canada and the United States. Before creating Direct Marketing Partners, Deborah was the president of Deborah DaCosta Consulting, where she was responsible for high-tech industry marketing campaigns. And for the past several years, Deborah was named one of the 50 most influential people in the sales lead management. And I know our listeners are going to want to hear about that by the Sales Lead Management Association. In 2011, she was one of SLMA's 20 Women to Watch winners. Very powerful there. Welcome to Turn It Up a Notch, Deborah, and we're excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
So first of all, I want to congratulate you on the SLMA Award for one of the 50 most influential people in sales lead management. Our show is all about sales and sales growth and whatever it takes to build a business to a higher level. So can you tell us a little bit about the award and your accomplishments for receiving that award 3 years in a row?
The award itself represents peer recognition for accomplishments in lead management. And I believe I got it for guiding the company and contributing to the overall process and to the industry. We are a contact center, so often referred to as a telemarketing center, but we call it a contact center because we add the human touch to the overall lead gen process. So we're not just limited to telemarketing. We incorporate a lot of different activities to generate the best possible leads. And that's one of the things that probably distinguished me and the company. Another really powerful aspect of lead gen, of our approach, has been using the metrics-based approach. We moved the model from just database marketing and picking up on different fields that have to be populated and found out to metrics-based, meaning that we measure it and we can show productivity and all the information in these fields that are captured. So that's really huge, and I guess I'll get back to that later.
Well,
is that we have a very consultative approach, so we work with clients and figure out what's working, what's not working, what the pain points are for them in reaching their marketplace, and we help them move leads down the funnel from market ready to sales ready.
Right on. And it might take several contacts in some cases, and in some cases it might be a one-call approach, I take it.
Absolutely. And those several contacts may be several phone calls, but they may also be an email broadcast, a phone call followed up by a one-off email followed up by another phone call. And that's an interesting point you brought up. Sometimes it takes 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 calls to reach a contact. And just because it's hard to reach them doesn't mean that they're not interested. The people that we're calling are really busy. They're out in the field. It's all about timing, and we're tasked with putting that energy into reaching them. So that's a very strong part of it. But another thing I just want to say that we've done, which I think has really improved the lead gen process, is combining the metrics reporting that I just told you about with weekly conference calls. And so I call it the no surprise approach. It works like clockwork. We do a weekly report on what's transpired, what we've heard over the phone, what all the different activities we can actually calibrate, how many emails have been opened, how many calls it took to reach somebody, et cetera, et cetera. We report it like clockwork. We review the findings with the customer. And something that we've also pioneered is getting our reps, our teleservice reps, on the phone with our customers' salespeople. So we're actually facilitating getting sales and marketing together and fine-tuning the process. And once the customers get involved with the reporting and these weekly meetings, they get really hooked on it. It's very, very powerful.
How do you get to the decision makers? How do you get by that quote unquote that gatekeeper to make these decision makers take your calls in a more efficient way than maybe that professional salesperson that's hired you to come in and do it?
Number one, we do know how to. We're pretty good at dealing with gatekeepers, and sometimes our lists give us a lot of names, and we have to go through one gatekeeper, and you have to be very upfront with them. You have to tell them what the offer is. You have to tell them that you're going to be calling. You know, you've got a lot of names. Sometimes they'll make you call back and do it in batches. Sometimes we have to earn the right to get to the next level, and so we will tell them about if it's an invitation or if it's an email or if it's a white paper, something that we may be offering. We tell them what's in it for the person that they are protecting. And we're not always successful at it, but quite often we are. And we're also pretty good at trying to get referrals out of them. Well, if it's not that person, who else should we speak with?
Absolutely.
That sort of thing.
How do you rate? I have one last question for you before we go to break. How do you rate the efficiency of your associates? So, someone brings you on for a job and you're now sitting down with your people and saying, you know, you're doing great or you're not doing great. A person that's paying you money ultimately wants that appointment and wants to make that sale. How do you judge your people?
Well, you have to consider all the factors. And the first and most important thing would be the list. And our people can't be held accountable for the list quality. We can work it. So they're pretty darn efficient and good at getting the message across once they get with the right person. So first we're going to look and see the number of uncallables or inappropriate contacts. Then we'll start looking at the not interested or the reasons that people are not engaging. And we have no problem pausing the campaign to tweak, to get a new list, to work on the offer, to work on the wording and see what's resonating and what's not resonating.
That's good. Let's dig into this a little bit more afterwards, because I know a business owner or a sales associate or sales manager that wants to spend more time doing the income producing activities, which is getting in front of their customers, has thought at one point or another of hiring a company like yours. So I want to dig into this a little bit further after the break. You're listening to Gary Michaels on Turn It Up a Notch. We'll be right back.
This is Turn It Up a Notch with best-selling author, trainer, and coach, Gary Michaels. Gary is the co-founder of the fastest-growing sales training company, Southwestern Consulting. Supercharge your sales team. Go to turnitupanotch.com to learn more about what Gary Michaels training can do for your organization.
Welcome back. You're listening to Gary Michaels on Turn It Up a Notch, and we're talking with Deborah DaCosta today, who founded Direct Marketing Partners and actually works today with companies and individuals to grow their businesses through generating leads and powerful leads. It's a very interesting thing for many of us in the sales industry. So, Deborah, there are many new businesses and solo entrepreneurs in the market now. So who's the most ideal client for you?
We've got it pretty well pinpointed. Our sweet spot would be companies of revenues of $25 million to $250 million. They've got a complex sale. Often they are the enterprise group. The typical sale is usually between $20,000 and $100,000, can go up to $1 million or more. People who have an inside sales team that wants to work from sales-ready leads, so we typically support inside sales. And we do specialize in technology, healthcare, life sciences. And we have a subspecialty of calling into SLED, the state, local, and education markets, as well as the federal government, which ain't easy.
I hear you there. Right. What makes up a great call center? Is it the people? Is it the systems? How would you, in a simplified version, how would you answer that? Because I've personally worked with different call centers over the years, and I've worked with a three-man crew, or they were actually three women, and they were tight. They had a strong owner and two very powerful phone workers that were really good, and I actually got to go in and personally train them on that first day so they knew exactly what I wanted. I've also worked with call centers that had 50 or 100 people. So what makes a top-notch call center?
Well, it depends what your needs are, and if you're business to business or business to consumer. So I can really only speak for business to business, which is what we are. The call center, in my mind, the critical thing is flexibility. We have lots of people that use the big call centers and they cannot customize it given a certain number of fields and they're not giving personalized attention, etc. So in addition to having to have bright people who can go with the flow on the phone conversation and speak and write well, I think that your program managers are critical, and I've been told that my program managers are just tops, and I think that we have a loyal following and customer retention because these program managers are so helpful and so in tune with what's going on. I think that you need a strong database team, and you need a flexible callware, which we have, which allows customization. You need tools to do really good reporting. You need to be able to stay ahead of the curve with things like marketing automation and being able to produce reports that can take into account all the customers' activities, maybe not just the activities that you're doing yourselves for them. But we have customers that send us their e-marketing results and want that incorporated into a dashboard report. So it's a company that kind of can handle it all.
Does the average client have you call in as a representative of their company or an independent company?
We're calling on behalf of. So we don't really clarify whether we're representatives or we're their company. We're calling on behalf of.
I hear you.
And some customers have their inbound calls come directly to us. So we really are seen as an extension. We don't necessarily clarify whether or not. I mean, we don't try to pass ourselves off as them, but we don't. We also just don't say, you know, we're hired gun or anything like that.
Right.
Unless it's a profile, some kinds of jobs will necessitate like third party stuff, and then we will say we're calling as a third party to.
So how do you
check something or whatever? But yeah.
Okay. So a person's listening today, and they go, "Gosh, I want to check these guys out. I want to maybe have an engagement with them." What's the first step? What do they do the first month with you, or is it an initial phone consultation, and how do they test if this is going to be good for them if they've never had an outside company work for them before?
Great, that's a great question. All right, so as I said, we're the consultative approach. So we will have a phone conversation with them, and we'll uncover all their challenges, what they want to accomplish, their timetables, et cetera. The next step is we will put together a metrics-based proposal. Because we know the industry pretty well, we can take a stab at what we think our productivity, how many calls we'll be able to do an hour, how many scripts will be completed an hour, what percentage of those will convert to leads, et cetera. So we will identify the process we're going to do for them, the metrics that we think we're going to achieve. We'll give them a budget. We will send it to them, and we'll either tweak it from there, or they'll accept it, or they'll debate it, whatever. That is the measurement. Now, the first time we're with a brand new client, it's not always, you know, we don't always hit the target, or sometimes we'll exceed the target, but we're going to constantly come back through our metrics reporting to the predicted numbers and the actual numbers. And that's what I said by no surprises. If it's not performing, first of all, it takes about 2 weeks to ramp up, and yes, we do train on premises, and also people are welcome to come check us out before they start a campaign. But to get back to that reporting, so after the first week, we'll have a report. We'll have another report the second week. We'll start seeing if things are working, and if they are, we'll continue. In about the first 4 weeks, we're really ramping up and getting someplace, achieving those metrics, hopefully. And then it's smooth sailing from there. I mean, it's constant tweaking, but we can pretty well tell how things are going to work after about a month.
I see this type of marketing as something that's only going to be stronger and stronger and stronger in the future. So tell us a little bit about how a person can get a hold of you.
So I'm Deborah DaCosta, and my contact information would be the email address is DDACosta@dirmkt.com. My phone number is 800-909-2626, extension 2002. Very important, that extension, 2002. And we are on the web at www.directmarketingpartners.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, I absolutely believe you brought a little bit more insight into the industry of sales lead management. That's our show for today. Thank you for tuning in and spending time to sharpen the tools in your toolbox. Review these tips, and I know your professional and personal skills will improve. Thanks for listening to our show. I'm your host, Gary Michaels, motivational speaker, sales trainer, and co-founder of Southwestern Consulting. Until next time, remember to turn it up a notch.
This is Turn It Up a Notch with best-selling author, trainer, and coach, Gary Michaels. Gary is the co-founder of the fastest-growing sales training company, Southwestern Consulting. Supercharge your sales team. Go to turnitupanotch.com to learn more about what Gary Michaels Training can do for your organization.